Answer questions 1 to 8 in English according to the article. In questions 1, 2, 3 and 7, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. What does the new study mentioned in lines 1 to 8 show? It shows that IQ 1. Cannot change in childhood. 2. Can be raised in childhood. 3. Can rise or fall significantly. 4. Can only change slightly. 2. What is the connection between the first and second paragraphs, lines 1 to 8 and lines 9 to 15? 1. The first poses a question. The second presents the answer. 2. The first presents a problem. The second gives a solution. 3. The first presents a goal. The second explains how it was achieved. 4. The first gives the results of an experiment. The second explains them. 3. What do we learn from the study described in lines 9 to 15? 1. People can improve their verbal IQ, but not their non-verbal IQ. 2. People can improve their non-verbal IQ, but not their verbal IQ. 3. As verbal IQ rises, so does non-verbal IQ. 4. Changes in IQ are reflected in the structure of the brain. 4. What can we understand from lines 16 to 20? Complete the sentence. In the past, scientists didn't think. 5. What do Eric Kandel and Jason Chen have in common? Base your answer on lines 21 to 27. 6. Complete the sentence. In lines 28 to 41, the writer explains how. 7. What can we conclude from the study on napping? Lines 34 to 41. 1. Napping improves our memory. 2. Napping improves our ability to recognize faces. 3. Napping helps us remember information we forgot. 4. Napping causes us to forget information we knew. 8. A. What is the writer's answer to the question in the title? B. Quote from the text to support your answer.